US President Barack Obama is right now renewing his fight for tighter gun controls across America. In his hometown of Chicago, to address a major conference of police chiefs about the need for tougher firearm laws, the president is not mincing his words. Chicago has some of the strictest gun laws in America, and yet one of the highest homicide rates. Tom Nolan is an expert in policing and crime. He's an associate professor of criminology at Merrimack College and a 27-year veteran of the Boston Police Department. Tom Nolan, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning and thank you.
What's the president calling for in Chicago? What is his pitch?
I think he's calling for a mandatory waiting period between the purchase of a firearm and the person actually obtaining the firearm, and even more importantly, background checks on individuals who are looking to purchase firearms.
Now, in Chicago, they already have some of the strictest gun laws in the country, don't they? So what he's talking about there to the police chiefs in Chicago currently is not for the state of Chicago, it's for the nation, he's speaking.
Exactly. These are national initiatives that he's advocating for. And the issue with Chicago is it immediately borders Indiana, a state that has extremely lax gun laws. So the influx of firearms into Chicago is a direct result from its proximity to neighboring Indiana.
Yeah, I'll come back to that in a moment, because the president is all about having fewer firearms in the community. He says that makes it safer. Let's quote from him: "It's time to be honest. Fewer gun safety laws don't mean more freedom. They mean more fallen officers. They mean more grieving families and more Americans terrified they or their loved ones could be next." That's the president's view. That's his argument. Do you think the police chiefs are buying it?
Well, I think the majority of the police chiefs actually support restriction on handgun sales because they see the results of lax sales and straw purchases and gun show purchases in their communities. I mean, these are the people who directly and immediately respond to instances where crime guns are being used.
The FBI director, James Comey, has said in recent days that the fear of being accused of brutal tactics — he's talking about police officers because a dozen have been charged with murder or manslaughter this year as a result of shootings — that this fear of being accused of brutal tactics has sent a, quote, chill wind through law enforcement in the past year, making police less effective at cracking down on violent crime. Did he provide sort of evidence of that, or do you have a reaction to that?
I think the FBI director has provided no empirical data or any kind of basis on which he's making those claims. And in fact, I disbelieve it. I would be extremely skeptical that police officers in the United States are reluctant to perform their duties because they're concerned about being videotaped. I think that's just something that the FBI director played to the crowd at the International Association of Chiefs of Police annual conference. He said what they wanted to hear without any firm foundation in that belief being legitimate.
Okay, so it seems as though what people think the police chiefs want to hear differ. I mean, if they do want to hear about more gun control, that's a tick on that side. And yet if they also do want to hear that tougher controls of police and all this focus on gun control has made it harder for them to do their job, that's a tick on that side, which kind of sums up the whole debate. They're in Chicago at the moment, as you noted, some of the strictest gun control laws in the country. Yet Chicago has one of the highest homicide rates, more than 400 homicides so far this year. And the pro-gun lobbyists say that's proof that restricting gun laws, like I have in Chicago, doesn't make the place safer, doesn't bring down the murder rate. What's your response?
Yeah, I think restricting the gun laws ignores the reality that the crime guns, are coming from specific locations. For example, there are four gun retail operators who are in the suburbs of Chicago who are responsible for 20% of the guns that the Chicago Police Department is recovering. Guns are coming in from neighboring Indiana, by the thousands, and people are not restricted as to the amount, the number of guns that they can purchase in Indiana. They're making straw purchases, and those, in spite of Chicago's very real positive efforts to curb purchases of firearms in the city of Chicago, they are having a real challenge in stemming the flow of firearms coming in from outside the city, from states like Indiana.
This debate at the moment, led by the president very strongly right now, is coming right smack bang in the middle of basically presidential election campaigns, and the Republican candidates are lining up on the other side of this debate to respond to Obama. Donald Trump is saying, look at Chicago, it's got the toughest gun laws in the US, etc., that kind of thing. Is the debate in a way hindered because of the politicking that's going on in the United States at the moment around the presidential election campaigns?
It's absolutely being thwarted by Republicans and their rhetoric and slamming the president for trying to do the best that he can in spite of extreme adversity. You've got the National Rifle Association, a formidable lobbying organization with unlimited resources, who are going to deal a death knell to any attempt on the part of anyone, including the president, to restrict gun purchases and to curtail gun laws. So I think the president at least is establishing or seeking to establish a narrative here and to have a conversation about something that that is so so volatile in the United States politically and so potentially explosive. So I think he's at least taking a step in the right direction, and of course being thwarted at every step along the way by Republican posturers like Donald Trump.
So just finally, Tom Nolan, there have been 994 mass shootings in America over nearly 3 years. The US president's push for tougher gun laws is part of a broader conversation about violence in the United States and how police can work more effectively with their communities to combat it. What does need to be done, first of all, on the local level, and is there support for change? You've been looking at this for a long time now. Are you noting any different level of support in the community for change?
We have a conversation that we revisit every time there is a mass shooting in the United States, and it doesn't appear as though there is the political will to affect any kind of meaningful change, as you folks did in Australia, for example. That gun buyback program that you initiated after a series of shootings and one mass shooting had the result that you all enjoy now in a lessening of firearm ownership and handgun and firearm-related violence. I think in the United States, that's going to be an extremely steep hill to climb for us.
Tom Nolan, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Tom Nolan is Associate Professor of Criminology at Merrimack College and a 27-year veteran of the Boston Police Department.